And KVGC News Time is now 10 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Relatively quiet weekend for fire crews. Amador County fire crews were called out to a small fire on Saturday evening. Saturday evening, just around 11 o'clock or so, crews were called out to Highway 49 near Miller Way, just outside of Plymouth, to a 10 by 50 foot spot that was burning basically on both sides of the road. Crews were able to get a wet line around that fire a short time after arriving, and were able to put it out without any issues or out any problems. Other than that, there were a lot of fireworks going off both on Saturday and Sunday here in the Jackson area. Of course, Jackson Lions Club had a spectacular fireworks display, probably the best that I have seen in many, many, many years. I think they took the extra money that goes into the ground fireworks and put it up into the aerial fireworks, because it was just a fantastic, display. I own Business and Community Association, they sold out of fireworks and weren't able to open yesterday to sell fireworks. So that's good. They made some money down there. And so far, knock on wood, everyone has been good, heeded the warnings. Nobody did anything silly with the fireworks. And let's remember now, please continue to be fire safe. And with these temperatures, triple digits heading into this coming weekend, we are just ripe here in Amador and in Calaveras County and in Tuolumne County, El Dorado County, surrounding counties for a major wildland fire. So again, please be very, very careful, be very, very safe with fire. All right, let's take a look at what's going on in the way of local news today. Well, the Sutter Creek police report an attempted mail theft. According to reports, early Friday morning, two suspects attempted to break into an apartment complex mailbox. An eagle-eyed Sutter Creek resident observed what was happening and immediately notified the Sutter Creek PD. The witness was able to provide a comprehensive description of the suspects and their vehicle. Sutter Creek PD and Jackson PD converged on the area. However, the suspects had already fled the scene. A few hours later, a Jackson police officer attempted to make a traffic stop on a vehicle, and after approaching the vehicle, immediately recognized the suspects as those involved in the earlier crime. The Sutter Creek Police, along with other law enforcement agencies in our county, remind residents to report any activity out of the ordinary in your neighborhood. And also, one thing that's not mentioned in this story, two things actually. Make sure that you pick up your mail every day. And if you're not going to be able to, make sure that you have a trusted friend or relative pick up your mail for you. Another thing too, don't make it a habit that you always go to the mailbox at a certain time, okay? If there's mail, thieves who are, casing your box or checking out, to see, do it maybe in the morning, maybe in the afternoons, maybe, a couple hours. Vary it from when you go so that you don't fall into the same pattern and the mail thieves know, hey, Jim goes to the mailbox every day about 2:30 to pick up his mail. So we know to be there before 2:30. And a lot of mail thieves will follow mail trucks around and do just that. So, again, be safe with your mail. Be safe. Well, another murder investigation is underway in Calaveras County. According to Calaveras Sheriff's spokesperson, Lieutenant Greg Stark, the subject, 55-year-old Donald Baldwin of Vallecito. He's accused of shooting another man late Thursday night. The victim was found about 4 miles in from Parrots Ferry Road, just past the shooting quarry on a dirt road. As of late yesterday, his name had not still been released pending notification of next of kin. The crime scene was described as an impromptu residential living area where numerous vehicles and trailers were parked. And due to electrical issues and the dumping of sewage waste and garbage, Calaveras Code Enforcement was also called in. Now, Stark says more than one shot was fired from a small caliber weapon that was not a handgun. The two men apparently were neighbors. There's no motive at this time. Baldwin was taken into custody without incident for murder and possession of a firearm and ammunition by a prohibited person. Now, the maximum enforcement period on California roadways continues until midnight tonight. The CHP is out in force, and they're focused on speed enforcement. But don't think you're going to get away with distracted driving or driving under the influence. CHP officers are also on alert for that, as well as aggressive driving and acts of road rage. Now, during the 2020 Independence Day maximum enforcement period, at least 36 people were killed in crashes on California roadways. CHP also made 738 arrests for DUI of alcohol and or drugs during that period. And Caltrans will soon begin a major paving project improving about 20 miles of roadway here in Amador County. Caltrans will rehabilitate the road surface at various locations in and near Ione from the Sacramento County line. Work is scheduled to occur at these locations: Highway 104 from the Sacramento County line to Sutter Lane, Highway 104 at Welsh Lane, Highway 104 from East Washington Street to Highway 104 88 Junction, and Highway 104 Ridge Road between Highway 49 and Highway 88. The concrete road surface will be replaced with hot mixed asphalt and restriped to improve the roadway. Work is scheduled to begin next week on Monday and will continue into the fall daily, 7 to 5. And after a long COVID lockdown, the Amador Central Railroad again is offering rides to the public. The first runs will begin this Saturday the 10th at Lane Station, located on Highway 104, halfway between Highway 88 and Ione. Rides will now be offered the second Saturday of each month through October, weather permitting. Tickets go on sale at 9 a.m. at Lane Station. There are no pre-sales or reservations at this time. First come, first serve for the three runs a day. That's 10 a.m., noon, and 2. Prices, $10 per seat for the 6-mile round trip. For more information, visit AmadorCentralRailroad.com. And with the Independence Day holiday falling on Sunday, that means today is the holiday, so there will be no COVID-19 testing today at the Health and Human Services building. It is closed. Now, normally, the free COVID-19 testing runs each Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. But again, due to the holiday, it will be closed today. And that's a quick look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center. I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's KVGCRadio.com.